Pope Francis once reflected, in trying moments, in sad moments, Jesus is well aware that our faith can be weak, that our journey can be troubled. In these moments, however, we must never not be afraid to cry out, Lord, save me. In today's gospel, we hear the story of two people who were not afraid to cry out, Lord, save me. Two people whose faith in Jesus is brought to light through their humility and their prayers. Jairus, the synagogue official, was humble. He knew that saving his daughter was something beyond his own powers. This is clearly demonstrated on how he approaches Jesus. When Jairus made his way into Jesus' presence, he was not aloof, skeptical, or argumentative. Rather, he fell at Jesus' feet and pleaded earnestly with him. Despite his position of power and authority, Jairus believed that only Jesus had the power to heal his daughter, and so he humbled himself before Jesus, and the Lord went off with him to work a miracle. When Jairus heard the news of his daughter's death, he did not join the crowd jeering and mocking Jesus. Rather, he entered into the room with Jesus, who raised his daughter to life, an affirmation that Jairus' faith in Jesus saved the young girl. The woman with the mental condition was humble too. Her sickness had made her so. She was not a powerful leader in society. In fact, her sickness made her an outcast. She was unclean according to Mosaic law. And having exhausted all conventional means for a cure, she believed that only Jesus could heal her. So, she decides to tempt the wrath of the crowd in order to touch Jesus' cloak and be healed. When Jesus calls out, who had touched his clothes, the woman does not scurry away. Rather, she humbly presents herself before Jesus, telling him everything. Jesus proclaims that her faith had saved her. In both stories, we see how humility and prayer are essential to developing, nurturing, and strengthening our faith in God. Humility clarifies our dependence on God. It keeps us from depending on our own strengths in both the easy and difficult circumstances in our lives. Humility also makes our prayers more direct and more honest. Prayer is an opportunity to demonstrate our trust in God. Prayer reflects our dependence on God, and we should pray with humility and sincerity. Faith grows under pressure and becomes stronger through endurance. Faith is hopeful anticipation, a quiet certainty that we believe who God says he is as revealed through Jesus, and believing in God's promises that he will do what he says. Today's gospel reminds us of the power of faith to overcome the most difficult of circumstances. Both Jairus and the woman shared the same message, the need for healing, and Jesus as the source of that healing. In these two healing accounts, Jesus reiterates the importance of faith. Jesus commends the woman's faith, and when the crowd tells Jairus that his daughter had died, Jesus replies, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." These accounts also remind us of God's power, and it should inspire us to be attentive to God's presence in our lives, especially during the most difficult times. Friends, hold in your hearts that when we turn towards Jesus with humility, when we open our hearts to him in the sacred intimacy of prayer and place our complete trust into his care, Jesus is present beside us, helping us grow in our faith throughout those trying times, those sad moments of our journey. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things we can let go of? What are those things that we can do to have more humility, to pray more often, to always have unwavering faith in God, and never be afraid to cry out, "Lord, save me."
Let us stand.